Life today could probably be described quite accurately as busy, noisy, and bustling with endless lists of distractions. So it's absolutely no surprise that we find it difficult to focus or concentrate, especially when we really need to. In this episode of the Happy Habit Podcast, let's look at what focus is and how we can improve it so that we can maximize our productivity and promote our progress. Hey there, Matthew Norrie here, host of the Happy Habit Podcast, talking health and well-being Mondays and Thursdays. Welcome to all of our new listeners, over 113 countries now, and please check out our archive, almost 180 episodes, believe it or not. And if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing and sharing. First, let's clarify what focus is exactly. Well, focus is attention given to something. In fact, to be more precise, it's attention given to one thing. You see, focus involves a process of elimination. You are eliminating multiple things so that you can laser in and give your full attention to one specific thing. You commit yourself to it in the present. Now, that present could be 5 minutes, it could be half an hour, it could be 1 hour, or whatever length of time you decide. Ultimately, it's a temporary commitment of attention, of focus, because at some point your attention will have to, by necessity, shift elsewhere. You will need, at one point, to pull yourself away from your work, study, or play to get other things done that need attending to. Our ability to focus is hampered by a variety of things. Can I say at the outset that in some people an inability to focus can be due to medical or psychological reasons, or medications may be a factor. I am not talking about these situations, and if you feel your focus or your concentration needs to be addressed by a professional, well then do so promptly. Now, some basic things that affect our ability to concentrate include our environment. Perhaps it's a noisy office, or because of where you are seated, you are subject to multiple interruptions from people passing. Maybe it's too warm, or perhaps it's too cold. It could be a case that your desk is beside the window and the sun is glaring in constantly. Another thing that affects our focus is simple distraction. The fact that we are always online. Permanently connected means we are always subject to that virtual poke coming in the form of a notification, an email, or a like. These interruptions grab our attention, if only fleetingly, but they come so often, constantly throughout the day, that the cumulative effect is that our focus is severely fractured. Also, when we are less physically active, we are less switched on and less alert to the task at hand, when we really need to focus. And finally, when we are physically tired because we haven't slept well, our ability to focus is hampered indeed. In fact, lack of quality sleep can have the same effect on our ability to focus and complete tasks as consuming alcohol. Another factor is poor diet, with wildly fluctuating blood sugar levels, again affecting our ability to concentrate. So if you are sleep deprived and have a poor diet, then your concentration levels are really going to suffer. Well, more on this a little later on. But first, now that we have defined what focus is, and what negatively affects it, what things can we do to enhance our powers of concentration so that we can focus on the job at hand and get more done? First of all, ditch multitasking. Yes, multitasking is a myth. The human brain is actually not designed to multitask. Now, I can hear people say that they can easily scroll the internet while watching TV at the same time. Surely that is multitasking. But in reality, while you might be engaging in two activities at once, you aren't really focused on either. Your attention will be spread thinly across both activities. You won't be as engaged in the TV program while you scroll as you would be if you were simply watching the TV on its own. Similarly, you're not completely focused on your scrolling because part of your attention is taken up watching what's happening on the TV. It's far, far better to devote your powers of concentration to one activity at a time. That way, you can commit your cognitive powers to the problem at hand and maximize your chances of getting through the task, possibly in one go. It's like juggling. If you only have one vase to juggle, you are so much more likely to catch it. But if you have two or three vases to juggle and are trying to divide your focus between all three, the chances of you dropping one or indeed all three vases increases dramatically. So the lesson is, keep it simple, one thing at a time. The author Cal Newport, in his book entitled Deep Work, suggests that we have limited reserves of concentration across a single day, for example. So it's important to use these resources carefully. The one thing that helps with our levels of focus is the practice of taking short breaks. Your focus is like a flame that burns bright but burns out quickly. So we can counter this by punctuating our periods of concentration with pauses or breaks. Small breaks help to recenter our focus or refuel our levels of attention that may have wandered off course, so that we may devote another segment of time to focusing. Researchers found that having regular breaks made better use of our reserves of concentration across the time it took to carry out a particular task. Using this knowledge about the brain's ability to refocus after taking a break, we can break a task into timed segments. Yes, I literally mean using your watch. Say you give yourself a 20-minute stretch during which you give your focus to a particular task, followed by a 5-minute break, then another 20 minutes of focusing. This has been proven to be effective when it comes to maintaining a high level of focus, and also from a task completion standpoint. It's also vital that we eliminate distractions. If sitting by the window has you people watching, then either draw the blinds or move your workspace away from the window. If your desk is located in a part of the office that is a thoroughfare for passers-by interrupting you for chats, you might be served by moving to a quieter part of the office. Also, turn off your notifications and close down your desktop browser for the duration so that you remain focused. Use a headset, especially in the workplace. Merely wearing headsets can give other people the impression that you are on a call and that you must not be interrupted. If people you work with have access to your diary, you can also block out sections of time such that they know not to interrupt you during these specific times. If you're working from home, you could have a Do Not Disturb sign on the door with a time you intend to take a break written on it too. With a little thought, there are lots of small things you can do to eliminate distractions so that you can take advantage of your flow state when your focus is unbroken and reap the rewards. Talking of rewards, that's another thing you can use to incentivize giving your full attention to completing a task. The brain loves rewards. In fact, it loves the anticipation of receiving a reward, as we discussed with Professor Loretta Brunning in the episode entitled Habits of a Happy Brain, only from a couple of weeks ago. This reward system involves the neurochemical dopamine. So say you decide you will reward yourself with a cup of tea if you stay on task for the next 30 minutes. Now the brain's dopamine levels instantly start to rise in anticipation of this reward. This really helps to motivate us to apply our attention, our focus on the job for the time we specify. When we have multiple time periods in succession, peppered with small rewards, our focus overall remains at a high level and our productivity increases too. It's important to note that even when incorporating regular breaks, so that we can maximize our focus, we don't necessarily have to busy ourselves with tasks that require high levels of concentration all day long. It's much better to vary the tasks we do, such that the levels of concentration or focus we need to apply vary also. So, a high concentration task can be followed by a task that needs less concentration to complete. This will prevent our reserves of concentration for that day from burning out too quickly. Make the conscious decision to be mindful of what you are doing in that moment. Attention and focus are eroded when we start thinking about what we are going to do later on that day, or perhaps our minds are stuck on something that happened earlier on that morning. But when we decide to commit to the present moment, when we are mindful of that commitment to the now. We give a more honest commitment to the present and our focus benefits. But we have to be willing to park our mental chatter about things not related to the task at hand, at least for the duration of our period of focus, be it for the next 20 minutes. This is an agreement you must make with yourself in advance of committing your focus to a task. Now, just returning to a couple of things which are important for maximizing our concentration levels, and these are sleep and good nutrition. If we are tired, we are listless, and really not in the mood to focus for any time periods at all. So we must ensure that we get adequate rest, especially during times when we need to prioritize our rest, such as when we are studying for exams. Going hand in hand with this is the need to eat well. The key here is that we eat foods that help to maintain our blood sugar levels. Foods high in processed sugar, like soft drinks and snack bars, are probably the worst when it comes to affecting our blood sugar levels. Within minutes of consuming them, our blood sugar rockets. We get a burst of energy, but quickly, our blood sugar and our energy levels plummet, and we are left feeling lethargic. As a result, we will find it difficult to concentrate, and our productivity will suffer. Whereas, when we are eating whole foods, instead, our blood sugars do not vary as much, our energy levels remain constant, and our levels of focus remain on an even keel. So there you have it, just some of the things we can do to take advantage of our mind's ability to focus so that we can maximize our output, whether we are focused on painting a picture, studying, or learning a new skill. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.